saving money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, she was gasping for air. And I said, I'll be right there. And so I turned right back around and got to the house and pull it together. Okay. If you don't have these days, then they make the high days feel like nothing. You have to have a couple of like low days to feel the high days, right? And it's normal. Today, we're talking about life. Because sometimes life isn't cute. Sometimes life is sad. And I want to keep it 100% real with you. I've had a really bad day. And I normally don't record a podcast that's a downer, but today might be a downer. Maybe it'll just make you feel normal. Maybe like this is what you need to hear. You need to know that people who you think have it all together also have really shitty days sometimes. Welcome to the Chalene Show. If you're new here, this is not a typical episode, although from time to time, I like to just do life or updates. And what that means is like what's going on in my life. And I think it's important to do that so that you know I'm human and real. And because I think we look at people who are on social media and they live a certain lifestyle and, you know, you see my home and you see our travel and you see like, oh my God, her kids and all those things. And you think like things must be perfect, but they're not. But they're really good. But I also have like, you know, crappy days too. And today I have one of those days where you're like, what's next? And I want to share that with you. And I want to like, I don't know, I just want to just talk about my day. So thank you for being here. This is what is important for me to make sure you know about who I am. I don't fake it. I don't like fake people. I don't like people who pretend to be something they're not. I don't like people who give you the impression that their life is a certain way and there's something else going on behind the scenes. I don't like that. And I can see through it. And it's like a pet peeve of mine when other people fall for that. And I guess it's because the space that I'm in. Like I meet a lot of these like quote unquote influencers or people who have big podcasts or followings or whatever. And I know who they are in real life. And to me, it's like, it's weird. It seems so obvious when you watch them on camera that it's freaking phony. So it bugs me. I don't know why it bugs me. I'll have to ask my therapist this, but it bugs me when I'm like, how do people not see how fake and phony this is? So that is one thing I will never be. I've been asked many times, like, how do you always, you know, get up and are you in a good mood when you record a podcast? I don't. There's many times where you're getting kind of repurposed content because I am not in the mood to be motivating or something crappy has happened that day and I just can't do it. Or I'll do an episode like this where I'm just telling you what really went down for a couple of reasons. Number one, so you know that I'm authentic. So you know that I'm a real human. Number two, so that you're like, okay, good, I'm not the only one. And number three, because you are my therapist. And so let me know what address to send the check to. I don't think a lot of people realize that sometimes it's not a business coach that you need. You really need like a therapist to help you get unstuck, to figure out like why it is you're holding yourself back, why it is you repeat some of these same patterns that have you believing you don't deserve more money or to ask for the promotion or to start the business. So when you think about hiring a therapist, there's so many different types of therapists, so many different types of therapy. And I think if you're just like going to somebody in person, that's a lot of effort. Like you've got to find the person, then drive to their office. And then, you know, maybe there's a connection, but maybe there isn't. And then you've like wasted all this time and money. I have to tell you, that is why I'm such a big fan of Talkspace. Talkspace it's so much more than just a place where you can find a therapist. They have therapists who specialize in whatever area it is that you want to improve, whether it's maybe your body image, your relationship with food, your money mindset. Maybe you've got some unresolved issues with anger or sadness or resentment or grief. Like whatever it is, they have a specialist who specializes in that. I might add, it is at a fraction of the cost of what you would spend with an in-person therapist. And in-person therapy is phenomenal. I agree, it's great. But there are so many times when it's like I need somebody very specific for this, like someone who can help me break through this pattern that I keep repeating as an entrepreneur. So if that's you, I want to recommend the number one online therapy platform, which is Talkspace. They have licensed therapists with more than 150 different areas of specialization, like anxiety, depression, substance abuse. Like I said, whatever area of your life you want to improve, they have a therapist who specializes in that. And as a listener of the Chalene Show, I'm going to give you a special link. Okay. So you want to go to talkspace.com/Chalene. Remember that link, because that link, you don't need to use a code. That link will give you $80 off your first month. And frankly, it is a phenomenal way to support the show and support yourself. Again, it's talkspace.com/Chalene. And do me a favor, tell me about your experience. I love sharing your personal stories. I won't share your name, but like I love hearing from those of you who've used Talkspace and how transformative it has been for you. All right, again, it's talkspace.com/Chalene. And number three, because you are my therapist, and so let me know what address to send the check to. Let me tell you about my day. Okay, so I wake up and our dog, Monkey, she's a 14-year-old Chihuahua. She's just acting kind of weird. You know how old dogs are? There's like a lot of cleanup. Like every morning when you have an old dog, you're like, at some point during the day, you're like, okay, so what will we be cleaning up next, right? And they smell. They're like $500 to $1,000 every time you take them to the vet. God bless them. They're like smelly, expensive stuffed animals that make a mess. You know what I mean? Like they're not as fun and joyful, but like they're family and they represent so many memories, right? So anyways, I wake up this morning to go to the gym to meet my girlfriend. And so it's like 6 a.m. and there's like a mystery fluid all over the floor where the dog is. It's not to be graphic, but like it's not urine and it's not feces, but it's like a mystery fluid. And I'm like, this is not good. So I clean all that up. You know, and that's like you wake up and that's what you have to do. So I clean all that up and she's just acting kind of weird. I give her food and she's usually like bouncing off the floor and she's just not acting like herself. And then my gym partner, I get a last minute text that they've canceled. I'm like, it's not a great morning. So, all right. So I head off to the gym. And as I'm leaving to go to the gym, I get a text message from a friend of mine screenshotting a conversation inside my private Facebook group. It's called the Pod Squad. You're welcome to join it. The Pod Squad is where people who listen to the Chalene Show, it's where they congregate and talk about their thoughts on the episode and oftentimes their thoughts about me, which is fine. My thing with the Pod Squad is I don't care if you come for me. I don't care if you, you know, have opinions that don't match mine or you have issue with the way I said something. People always have a problem with something. And also, 75%, 90, I don't know, a high percentage of the comments are very positive and they're very favorable. But you, as the creator, you just notice the comments that are like mean or like take issue with you. Anyway, it's called the Pod Squad. And a friend of mine had sent me a screenshot of a conversation in the Pod Squad where a member of my Patreon had gone into the Pod Squad. So the Patreon is a private podcast. It's a paid podcast. There's two levels. One is called Between Friends. It's $5. And then there's another higher tier that's called The Vault. And it's expensive. It's $25 a month, I think. And what we cover there, that's Brett and I. It is so unfiltered. And the reason why we charge so much for it is because I'm like, that's a deterrent. Most people will not join unless they are like truly, truly lifers. They're like people who've been with you from the start and no one's going to join that who's like a hater. You know what I'm saying? Or they'll just like go like, this isn't for me. And it's our most private, intimate conversations. It is completely unfiltered. Brett is very politically incorrect, shall we say. But we like, if you're listening to The Vault, it is like, you're sitting down at the table and you're one of my best friends. Like we literally don't filter anything. And so we told the story about a vacation that we had taken and some crazy kind of fun things that the two of us, between the two adults who had been married for 28 years, and it was of a sexual nature. Well, this person who's, by the way, the rules of the vault are that if whatever is said in the vault, it stays in the vault. That's why it's called the vault. I say it at the beginning of the vault. I say it in the middle of the vault. I say it at the end of the vault. At the end of every vault episode, I remind people, by the way, if you're a vault member, this has to stay in the freaking vault. Like, that's the rules. Hello? We have to have this level of trust. And so this person who's in the vault goes into the pod squad, which is people who are not part of Patreon. They're just people who listen to the podcast like yourself. And this person goes into my pod squad and says, I don't know if the rest of you feel like Shalene is just really obsessed with sex lately, but this recent story that she told us about her and her husband, and then the way she described what it was we had told was completely inaccurate and out of context. And she said, she just makes my skin crawl. Anyone else, or something to that effect? Well, first of all, I'm going to keep this PG because it's on the public podcast. But first of all, the Patreon has a community where if you have an issue with something on the Patreon, that's where everyone discusses it. And also, it's our life. And you've paid to hear about our lives. It's not the public podcast. It's the Patreon podcast. It's just a slice of our lives, unfiltered. So if you don't like it, well, then just unsubscribe. But to go into my public podcast group and get everybody else riled up and to share something out of context and to do so in such a way that is salacious and misleading, and then to get other people who don't even know what she's talking about because they're not on Patreon. The people who listen to Patreon comment in the Patreon community, right? So now I'm driving to the gym and I'm reading all these comments in my Facebook group, you know, talking about how, like, I'm not a Christian because I talk about, not in detail, but like I've shared like some, God, now I have to like kind of go there, but I really don't because I really don't. But anyways, you know, my husband, I you're not even going to, this might shock you, but we have sex and we enjoy sex and we really like it between the two of us and we're really attracted to each other. And I think that that's something that is rare. And I think that it takes creativity, and I think it takes work, and it takes reading a lot of books, and I think that there's a lot of people who can be helped by that conversation. And so to be accused of not being a Christian because it's just ridiculous. But it put me in a bad mood. Like, I know I'm a creator, and I know like you have to get used to the fact you're supposed to have thick skin, and these things aren't supposed to bug you, but sometimes they do. And sometimes you feel like fighting every single person who has the time to tear you down, even though you've given them perhaps thousands of hours of free content that you've poured into them, that you've, you know, like, you, I don't know, I don't want to sound like, you know, I want to sound like I'm complaining, but I'm just telling you, there are moments where you're like, really? And you just really want to come for some of these people. You're like, can you imagine if I went to your job and called everybody in the office over and was like, hey, let's talk about Kathy. Can you guys believe Kathy, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just weird that people have the time to do that. And then they pick a public, your public, like it's a podcast forum that I created about my podcast where people can talk about the podcast. Then they go on there to, you know, stir up controversy and negative, vile comments and call into question my Christianity or how I live my life. Like, excuse me, like, get out of the car. Because this ride ends now. I don't know why you ever got in this car. You don't belong in this car. And now you have to like make a big scene when you're leaving. It's so interesting to me when people are like, they have to like announce to you that I am unfollowing you. Okay, I understand. Like, I don't have to be everybody's cup of tea. But that just put me in a bad mood. The funny thing was when I got this, you know, the screenshot and saw all of these messages in the pod squad about people like, and now people are piling on who'd never even listened to the episode. They're not even Patreon members. And frankly, I think the people who are so uncomfortable about conversations around sex are uncomfortable around something that is very natural, that we are biologically created to do, that is healthy in your relationship. It's a part of your health. And the Shalene Show is about health. So like, that's a whole nother topic. And I'm just here to tell you that I'm going to double down. And I'm going to do an episode in the coming weeks specifically about, like, why are we so uptight about this? And why are so many people in relationships where they're having crappy sex or very little sex, or they're okay with the fact that they don't want sex anymore, or that their partner doesn't? Like, I think we need to talk about this because it is a very crucial part of our health. And the fact that we're uncomfortable talking about it is a problem. And it's affecting not just our health physically, but the health of our marriages, the health of our relationships, our own body image. It's so many things. So I'm going to double down on that. But anyway, so I'm getting all these comments, and I'm, you know, it's kind of putting me in a bad mood. I get to the gym, start working out, and I get a text message from Jess, who comes to our house. She like organizes the house for us a couple mornings a week. She's amazing. You guys know Kristen. Kristen is my podcast manager and my sister from another mister. And Jess is her daughter, and she's like a godsend to us. She's like family to us. So she's, for many years now, she's been just coming to the house, and she helps take care of Monkey, and she just organizes things. And when we had my father-in-law, Bob, who has Alzheimer's, living with us, you know, she helped, you know, just kind of keep the house organized. And she's just a great person to have around. For Green Chef's best deal of the year, you get $250 off with code Chalene250, okay? That's insane. $250 off with code Chalene250 at greenchef.com/Chalene250. I know I've done a lot of episodes recently talking to you guys about just how to control your nutrition. Like, how do you figure it out? Like, figuring out whether it's intermittent fasting or how to have a diet that's higher in healthy fats, lower in carbohydrates, whether it is you are working on becoming plant-based or vegetarian. It's sometimes difficult if you don't have a personal chef at your fingertips. Well, I've got good news for you. You can have a personal chef at your fingertips. Green Chef. Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes it so easy for you to figure out how to eat the right way and to do so in a way that works with your lifestyle. Whether you're trying to go keto or more paleo or vegan or vegetarian or gluten-free or whatever it is that you're trying to phase with your diet right now, Green Chef offers a huge range of recipes that suit your preferences. I learned about them from listening to another person's podcast. I had to try them for myself and love them. If I didn't love them, I wouldn't be talking about them. They are the number one meal kit for eating clean, eating healthy. You will love Green Chef. And I can't think of a more important time to kind of get your nutrition in order than around the holidays, right? Like, so don't be one of those people who turns into a glutton over the holidays. Like, keep things in check. You've got your own chef at your fingertips. That's Green Chef. And for a limited time, Green Chef is offering their best deal of the year to you. You get $250 off with code Chalene250. That's greenchef.com/Chalene250. She just organizes things. And when we had my father-in-law, Bob, who has Alzheimer's, living with us, you know, she helped, you know, just kind of keep the house organized. And she's just a great person to have around. Anyways, I get a text message from Jess, and she says, something's wrong with Monkey. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she says, she's not acting right. And I said, send me a video. So she sent me a video, and I'm like, oh, God. And I could just, you know, when your dog is shutting down, you know what I'm saying? Dang it. And she's 14, and she's, you know, we thought we were gonna lose her like a year ago, but anyways, it's a dog. But she's the last of our dogs. You know, we had a pug, and we had a chocolate lab and a black lab, and the labs lived to be 16 and 17 years old. Monkey's 14, and she's a little dog, so we thought she would live a long time. Anyways, I saw the video, and I was like, oh God. You know that look. If you're a pet owner who has had a dog transfer over the, what they call that, the pet rainbow, you know the look. You know when they're leaving. It's so sad. They get like really small. Like they get, their bodies like shrink. And it's weird. Like within moments, she just like shrunk. And, you know, she was gasping for air. And I said, I'll be right there. And so I turned right back around and got to the house, and poor little Monkey, she was still trying to be so cute. She was like, she's such a cute little girl. And she was always the, the stepsister, because everyone in my family loves big dogs. They loved, you know, our big labs, and everyone, Monkey was my dog. What an uplifting podcast, Shalene. I'm just keeping it real. Anyways, she had a really good life after the big dogs died. She finally pulled it together. Okay. I'm going to need a makeup touch-up, aren't I? Anyways, okay, so let's do math. 176 plus 524. If you ever need to stop crying, just do math. It just immediately takes you out of it. So she was a princess, and she had a really great life those last couple of years. But she was like my dog, you know? And she was, when I got home, I could see that she was leaving. She was leaving. And she was very scared. And she was losing all of her bodily functions. And she was like splat out on the ground. And I don't do that. I knew she needed to be, the kind thing was to put her out of her misery and to take her to the vet and have her euthanized as quickly as possible because she was going to have a heart attack. And I could just tell she was so scared. But I don't do that. So I have this amazing man in my life, my husband, who all of our pets for the last 28 years, when it's that moment that he knows his job. I can't do that. I can't be in the room. God bless those of you who can. I can't. I need to say goodbye to her and all the other dogs. Let me do some math real quick. While they're alive. And I did. And then Brett took her off to the vet. And then I spent the whole day listening to sad, 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 sad songs so that I could cry it out. Because I need to process my emotions. And one of the things I'm not really good at, although you're going to be shocked to hear this, maybe I am better at it, is sadness. I don't like sadness. I don't like it. Why? Who would like it? And I like to pass through it quickly. So I like to whoosh, like cry it all out fast. It's not like I don't feel it, but I like to like whoosh, I like to immerse myself in it. So I will tell me if you do this. I will force myself to be as sad as possible. When I have to be sad, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna force myself to be as sad as possible, as fast as possible, like immersion therapy. So I listen to every, I'm like all snotty. I listened to every sad song that I could on Spotify. I took a walk. I canceled some meetings. And then I did a therapy session, which was already pre-planned, but I was like, this is good timing. And we talked about, I did some EMDR on feelings. Interesting. And then Brett said, you know what we should do? Honey, let's just go relax. And, you know, you get a pedicure. I'll go with you. I'll get my feet done and we'll just relax and have just a nice evening, the two of us. And I thought, yeah, God, how lucky am I to have this man in my life? How lucky am I that I find him so delicious? He's so supportive. He will like just take care of a situation like that and then think to do something thoughtful for me. And how lucky are we that we have each other? So we're sitting down in the nail salon and my phone rings. And it's the nurse from the care facility where his father resides. If you're new here, my father-in-law has late stage Alzheimer's. And he lived with us for about a year until such time that it really started to take a toll on our health, specifically Brett's health. And he started to develop neuropathy, and that's when we, as a family, collectively decided it was just too much for us. And that was our agreement before Bob came to live with us. We said, we will do this as long as we can until such time it should take a toll on one of us or our marriage, because that would not be to honor Bob. Bob's whole, everything about Bob was about family. Like, if Bob knew the things that we did, he would be so pissed at us. The sacrifices and the things that we did, he would have been like, what? Like, he would have been angry to know that he was living with us, as he really would have if he was of sound mind. So anyways, once it took a toll on Brett's health and Bob went to be at a wonderful care facility, wonderful. He literally loves it. We love it. And you know me, I did my research. Anyway, so we're sitting there at the nail salon. I get a phone call from the nurse at his center. And she said, your father-in-law has had a fall and he's okay, but we have the ambulance en route and they're just going to check him out. And we're like, okay. And then I said, can you please have the EMTs call me once they're there and they've assessed him? And so they called me back, the EMTs, and anyways, long story short is they decided to take him to the ER. And they weren't sure if he hit his head. They weren't sure, like, you know, because that's the thing with someone with Alzheimer's. You can ask him what happened. They don't know. At his stage, he has no idea. He doesn't know left from right. He doesn't know 5 seconds ago. It's hard for him even to assess pain or to understand it. It's like a one-year-old, you know, in some regards, a one-year-old with a little bit better language. So they were taking him to the ER. So we, you know, left abruptly and went to the ER. And have you ever been to the ER? I mean, like, the ER is just a nightmare, just about anywhere you go. It's just, I just look around, I'm like, wow, it's sad. Like, I want to know every person's story. There's this couple there, and they have like a newborn baby, and I want to know, like, what's going on? Like, why are they here with the baby? And this is a newborn. Like, shouldn't the newborn go back there first? If you are someone who's ever worked in the ER, I would love to know, like, how do they figure out who needs to be seen first, right? Like, is it the newborn or is it the 77-year-old with Alzheimer's? You know what I mean? Like, how do they decide? Like, there must be some, like, systematic way that it's all determined. But then there's all these people that you're just looking and going, like there was this one man who, I don't know how old he was. He probably looked like he was in his, like, late 60s. And he was, like, maybe 84 pounds. And he was curled up in this chair and he was covered in blankets. And, I mean, he was, like, so skinny. And he looked like he was dying. And I mean, no one ever called his name. He was there for hours. And there was nobody there with him. And it's just like, wow. There's just so many people there and so many really elderly people there's just no one there with them, you know? And which was kind of, this is wild. So even though he's at the state of the art, like one of the most expensive facilities, and it is because he and his wife many years ago paid for long-term care insurance, which I don't even think they offer there anymore. But I mean, that was such a godsend. Because he's in this incredible facility. But even though this facility is like state of the art, top of the line, like one of the most expensive places you could have a family member at, they put him in the ambulance and sent him to the ER. And they didn't know if there was family in town and they didn't send a representative with him. So here's this man who doesn't know even his name or his birth date or any answers to any questions. And he would have been in the ER by himself for 7 hours. So 6 hours. That's crazy to me. We got to get to the bottom of that. But luckily, we were available. So we got there as quickly as we could and basically arrived like shortly after they had admitted Bob. And he had, you know, he had scrapes on his knees and his palms. And he was, it's just sad. It's just sad to see this man who, as they're wheeling him into the ER, people recognize him. He's like a legend in this area. 247 plus 1023. And he, like, people just recognize him and they're like, and they don't know he has Alzheimer's, you know? So they're like, hey, coach, you know, like, all right, Mission Viejo Diablos, you know what I mean? But it's just like sad because he's like a shell of himself and he looks scared and he's confused and, like, you know, he doesn't know our names or he knows there's a safety with us. But he doesn't know our names and he doesn't know where he is. And I just can't imagine what that feels like to have been such a force, to have been such a powerhouse, to have been such a legend, to have had such an impact on so many men's lives. And now to be in this state that just lacks dignity. And it's just something he wouldn't want. I struggle with this thought all the time. Like, what are we doing? What's the right thing? We keep our loved ones alive for us. He wouldn't want to be alive. It's the truth. I wouldn't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive. I really don't. I don't want to be alive in that state where I don't know how to put in my own hair extensions, where someone who's being paid a little bit over minimum wage is changing my diapers. I don't want that. My family's worried about me. They don't know me. Like, I am now the cause of my family's guilt, and it's holding them back from living their lives. I don't know. It's such an interesting situation. I don't want to be in it. So I have a pact with my best friend, Dr. Michaela, and we're both going to take care of each other should that ever happen. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Have you thought about that? Have you had those conversations with your parents, with your significant other? Do they know your wishes? Do your kids know your wishes?
I'm in our bedroom here, and I am wearing my new champagne-colored robe. It's the most beautiful, thick, silk, comfy, like luxurious robe I've ever owned, I swear to you. And it's made by Blissy. You might remember that like a couple weeks ago, I told you about this spray that I found that I've been spraying on my pillows and the eye mask that I use and the silk pillowcase, right? Like, so I'm trying to improve the quality of my hair, and everyone's been raving about like, or saying, you really need to switch to a silk pillowcase. And I'm like, really? Does it really make that big of a difference? I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's changed the health of my hair. I don't wake up in the morning with my hair like in a big knot. And so it's this Blissy pillowcase. And then I've been spraying my pillowcase with this. It's like a eucalyptus spray. It's insane. It makes your bedroom smell like a spa. There is no better time than right now to go and check out their website, because they've got so many cool things. Like, and they've got tons of raving fans besides me. And they also have a risk-free 60-night guarantee that you can try, like, whatever it is, a robe or a pillowcase, whatever.
Okay, and get this. For a limited time, Blissy is giving my listeners an additional 30% off. That's a total of 55% off. What the what? Yes, plus free shipping. 55% off plus free shipping. Hello, go there. The link is in the show description, or just go to blissy.com/Shalene. Use code Shalene. That gets you 55% off. That's insane. Stock up. Have you had those conversations with your parents, with your significant other? Do they know your wishes? Do your kids know your wishes? So I went to the hospital with Brett, and then Brett's like, he was going to take his dad back to the facility after like hours and hours and hours in the ER. Oh, so whatever happened with him, we're not sure. It looks like maybe just a bruised rib. It's hard to say, you know, like nothing serious. That's the good news. Nothing serious, hopefully. And, you know, but they did x-rays and they did a CAT scan and everything seems fine. And he's strong as a horse. So, you know, Brett said, okay, I'm going to take him. And I Ubered home and I poured myself a glass of champagne in my purple glass and knocked it over and just came here to talk to you. And the point of all of this is to say that despite all of that, I still sit here and think about how blessed I am and how tomorrow's going to be a better day. And if you don't have these moments, let's do some math, shall we? Okay, let's go. 94 plus 2011. If you don't have these days, then they make the high days feel like nothing. You have to have a couple of like low days to feel the high days, right? And it's normal. And I'm just being a crybaby all day today so I can quickly get it out and be back to myself tomorrow, which I hope to be. And it's okay because, you know, life is still a big bottle of champagne. Even if some days when you go to open up the bottle, somebody shook it up before you got it and, you know, a whole bunch of champagne pours out of the bottle and you lose it, you're still able to enjoy a couple of drops, you know what I'm saying? And life is still a glass of champagne, and we're still, it's what you choose to focus on. And I certainly know how blessed I am, but I do think it's also critically important that we not pretend. We should never pretend to be in a mood that we're not in. So if you've ever listened to my podcast or watched me on social media and thought like, how do you always stay so up and so motivated? Because I choose to. But I also give myself permission to be a human and acknowledge when I have had a sad day. And those sad days make the beautiful days even more delicious. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you. So thank you for being here. Thank you to my Patreon peeps who know the rules. Thank you to those of you who are in the Pod Squad. If you want to join the Pod Squad, I would love to have more positive, like-minded people in our Pod Squad. I'll put a link to that below our show description. Like I said, I don't care if you can come for me, just don't come for each other. I have like a zero tolerance when it comes to people like being rude towards each other. And if you're going to be rude towards, don't be rude towards me, but you can be critical. That's fine. You can give me constructive feedback. If you put me in a bad mood or you make me feel bad, I'm perfectly entitled to delete your comment. And you should follow suit. If somebody leaves you a comment, you're perfectly entitled to delete their comment. If that person woke up on the wrong side of the bed and they have nothing better to do than to try to drag you by your wig because their underwear are too tight. That's their problem. I do really appreciate those of you who watched the YouTube video. And I just would be super curious if you've, this is like the first video you've ever seen where you're like, because those people who have been listening to the audio version of my podcast, they know like all the sides of me. But I'm curious if you're one of those people who've like, you've watched some of the recent YouTube videos, like you're a new subscriber. And like, this is the first time you're like, oh, wow, that's kind of interesting to see who you, you know, like this side of you, which is, they're all me. But I usually try to, I'm usually in a very happy, positive, uplifted mood. And I will be. Once I'm ready to be. Maybe that's tomorrow. Maybe I won't be okay tomorrow. I don't know. And if I'm not okay tomorrow, that's okay too. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.